The Plaza do Corregidor. The Corregidor was the mayor cum magistrate of the period. Of his residence, nothing remains other than the corner seen ahead of us and to the right as we stand with our backs to the cathedral. From here, the arms of the Catholic kings can also be seen, which were reset into the facade of the modern building seen today. The commemorative 17th century plaque is in memory to the Corregidor. The city council struggled for years to free itself from the overlordship of the bishop and serve the king. The old arms of the city only display the lion, and not the current bridge and tower, which reflects the desire to serve the King of Leon and not the bishop. In this square was the first convent to the Franciscans who settled in Ourense from 1238 onwards. The monastery appears to have been burnt down due to riots in the late 13th century. Again, we see another interesting perspective of the cathedral with its large lantern tower that lets light into the main chapel. We also note the balls under the eaves, which inspired the architect, Juan Sorolla, in his work on the bishop's palace. The large building presiding over the square is the Carmelite school, which was previously the Temis family home. Next to this is the Neo-Gothic chapel, a work by Antonio Crespo from 1897. The sculpture by Manuel Bucinos is dedicated to Otero Pedrayo, a distinguished writer from Ourense, a patriarch of Galician literature, and belonging to the literary group of writers known as the Generación Nos, or Us Generation. His most famous work is Alrededor de Sí, originally in Galician, and meaning surrounding oneself. It is partly autobiographical and deals with the path taken by the Generación Nos towards their Galician identity. Ourense is a city of literature, and there are numerous references to them in the form of plaques, sculptures, or street names in memory of writers and other artists, including even modern authors, as seen in the case of the nearby square named Suaves, dedicated to the rock band. We continue on into the area of Aesmorga, which translates as merrymaking or revelry. We now find ourselves in the wine district.